Hi, Michael Griffiths here from Referral Marketing Guru, and great to have you on this Get More Referrals Today podcast. Today we're going to be looking at the most important factor to getting referrals. It is without the doubt the number one thing. See, most people believe that if someone else knows what you do, they have the ability to pass you business. I call that the knowledge step. So if people know what you do, they've got an understanding of your business, you have this belief that if an opportunity came their way, they would pass it to you. Well, in fact, no, that's wrong. And that's why so many people don't get referrals all the time, is because they're out there and they go, here's my card, and this is what I do, and I'm keeping you up to date with what's going on. And they make the focus all about them. And when you make the focus all about you, the other person doesn't care. And when the other person doesn't care, they're not going to create referrals and opportunities for you. So as I say all the time, you have to start with that trust level. But it's more than that. The most important factor is, do I know you? Do I like you? Do I want to help you? Do I think you're credible? If you're not answering those questions with your other partners, you're never going to get the amount of business that you want to be able to get, because that is the number one factor. Do I like you? Do I trust you? Do I want to help you? Do I think you're credible? And you have to go about ensuring that you've answered those questions, that you've got those questions ticked off with any sort of person that you want to do things with. If you think just by going up to someone else and going, great, I do this, you do this, let's go, you will not have a successful partnership. Just can't happen. The better trust you build, the better knowledge you get of one of each other's business. Because you actually care about each other. Because you actually want to understand about each other. Think how many times that you've been speaking to somebody where you just know that person isn't listening to you. You just know that they're looking around, they're thinking of something else, they're going, when is it my turn to talk? And they're not actually listening to you. Great rapport opens up the ears of your partners. The better relationship you have, the better trust you have, the better understanding you have of each other, opens up the ears of your partners. And when you open up the ears of your partners, all of a sudden now they take on information that you thought they might have been taking on before, but they definitely weren't. It now opens up the ears so that they can actually understand how to help you, what to do to help you. So opening up someone's ears doesn't just happen automatically. It's amazing how many people out there in business goes, oh, well, if we're partners, you should just automatically be listening to me. Well, yes, in theory, I agree. But in human behavior, that's not how it happens. So unless you've got another way of changing human behavior, we've got to understand there's certain things that we need to be doing just purely because of human behavior. So how do you get to that, I know you, I like you, I want to help you, I think you're credible? Well, you have to start at a personal level. We often start too much about, so tell me about what you do. Tell me about your business. How's business going? We always start with those questions. Well, those questions seem fine on the surface, but they're not going to build the level of trust that you want to be able to build. So as I always say, I start with that one simple question. And so tell me more about you. Or tell me what you're up to now, if I've already spoken to them before. And when they start talking about it from a business sense, good. But then I'll come back and bring it into, great, so what's some things personally you enjoy doing? What's some things personally you've been up to? Because when you have personal conversations with people, you work out very quickly, is this someone I want to be doing stuff with? Is this someone with the same mindset, the same values, the same dreams, the same goals, the same aspirations? Is this someone who I actually want to speak to when they phone? Is this someone who I actually go out of my way to do stuff with? And if it's not, that's absolutely fine. But don't waste your time in trying to create a partnership with them. don't waste your time in trying to be referral partners with them. Because in the end, you have to find people that you trust, you like, you want to help, you think are credible. Just like those referral partners need to do the same back for you. So when you start on that how to build trust, tell me what you do, tell me what you're up to. Well, now you can actually get into some great personal conversations, which will speed this process up. I've said many a times, trust isn't something that needs to take years and years and years to build. If you think you've got somebody who you actually enjoy doing some stuff with, do something little, and that builds the trust when you do it well. Then you do something else little, builds the trust even more. So now you're starting to build trust with other people by getting onto that personal level. The next quick way, I do it all the time, every single conversation I have with people, I'm always thinking, what's one little thing that I can do to show them that I can be trustable? That I do what I say, so therefore I am credible. You have to be thinking, how do I just do small little things that continue to answer those questions? How do I get them to like me? How do I get them to trust me? How do I get them to know that we can be helpful to each other and that I'm credible? So the more that you get into personal conversations, the more you create little wins for them, the more that you actually get to train them around your business, the more you're actually interested in them on a personal level rather than just a superficial level, the quicker you'll answer those questions. So I want you to go back and I want you to do this. Here's the activity. I want you to look at people you've got around you that you think are partners, that you thought were partners, people where you really haven't been getting a great deal of traction and you're not sure why. And I want you to ask this question of all of those people. Do they believe, like, trust, credible? Are all of those boxes ticked off? Now, you're going to have a real good look at this, because it's easy just to go, oh yeah, I'm likable, I'm credible, I'm trustable, so why wouldn't they? But have you gone out of your way to make sure that those three things have all been ticked off? And you might actually have to ask. You might have to go and say, look, I'm really making sure with our partners that we're starting at the right point and we've got some great trust and great rapport and that my partners see me as being likable, trustable, credible. Do you feel that way? Don't get hurt if they say no. It just gives you great feedback to have to change that. So rather than sitting there going, yep, I'm definitely all of those things, Michael, I want you to just go back and really look deep into it and go, have I done a great job of answering those questions, of getting those ticks? Or have I focused more on the knowledge and hoping because someone knows what I do that therefore they're going to pass me business? Have I done a great job of building that rapport, of building that trust on a personal level? Or have I expected just purely because I'm around other people and we're all in business that that should be enough and that they're going to pass me business? Because it's not enough. And that might be why sometimes things aren't as abundant as what you think they are in your community, in your networks, amongst your partners. That's not their responsibility. That's your responsibility to get those boxes ticked. So take your activity again. Just 360 degree look at yourself. Have I been ensuring that I have been building the trust on a personal level with my partners so that they can see that I'm likable, trustable, credible, and therefore they're happy to promote me in their circles? Hopefully that's been really helpful. If you're joining us for the first time, hopefully that's been a bit of an eye-opener. And please make sure you can always find us at the Get More Referrals Today podcast on iTunes, as well at referralmarketingguru.com.au. Feel free to join any of the LinkedIn communities, Facebook group communities. Plenty of videos up there on YouTube, and look forward to having you around in the future. Till next time, have a great week, and I'll speak to you soon.